This is 7AD. Greater Northern Raiders will be starting training soon, men's and women's, for the Cricket Tasmania Premier League season due to start in October. Richard Bennett has jumped back on board the Raiders train. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Darren. How are you going?
Back to the future, aren't we? Back to the future. So you'll be working as Raiders chairman slash manager again. Is that right?
I'm not sure that that's my position title. I haven't quite figured out what that is, but organiser, if you like.
Yeah. So I spoke to Tim Coyle and I spoke to Simon Inslee from Cricket Tas last week, and both those guys were very positive about the Raiders this coming season with the addition of some more funding from Cricket Tas particularly.
Yeah, look, it was good to have had Simon Inslee and Ali De Winter come to the North a few weeks ago and propose that they wanted to run the Raiders program as part of the high-performance effort from Cricket Tasmania. And that has really given us a boost or a kick along, such that we've made some appointments of our or reappointments of our coaches, and feel we're going to be able to hit the ground running this season.
To my understanding, a high performance coach will be working full time in Launceston, and whoever that person is will then be working with Tim mainly on the men's program. Is that right?
Yeah. Look, that position is now advertised, and look, the position will have responsibilities of both men and women's development. But if, yes, absolutely, working hand in hand with the Raiders senior coaches, Darren Simmons in the women's space, and of course Tim Coyle in the men.
Right. On to your players for the Raiders. Coyle was saying you should have about 20 guys at this stage who are pretty well fully committed, which is something that really hasn't happened over the first couple of seasons. Players are now fully committing to the program.
Yeah, for the first couple of years, quite understandably, players were having a bit of a try before they bought. And that's, I say understandably, because, you know, they had known NTCA and NWTCA cricket only. And of course, the Raiders had no status or history. So we certainly always expected a couple of years of those players testing the idea and seeing if they were suited to the level of cricket. And of course, with Tim Coyle's appointment, he has been able to shore up the playing list. And one of his approaches last year was to pick some young players and stick with them. And so that enabled those players to feel as though they belonged and they had the support of their mates. It led to a healthy environment.
Now, as far as your senior players go, have you got any announcements to make yet?
I haven't. No, I haven't. I thought you might have been able to squeeze one out of Coyle, but no, I have nothing. I don't expect that we will headline any internationals or perhaps even any first-class players, but really continue our investment in local players in the pathway. We may be able to complement that with one or two very experienced Premier League players, which of course can be necessary to give the backbone or the strength to the side to bring the talent along.
Mm. And Tim said that you look like, the plan is to have Tim David from the Hurricanes available for a few games as well, like you did last year.
Yeah, look, I know that the team really responded to his presence, apparently a champion fellow and a good contributor on field. So when a contracted player can bring that extra dimension, that's gold for us, and so we would certainly be hopeful that that Tim was available again.
Yeah, and as far as grounds go, most of your home games will be at NTCA or UTAS?
No, not necessarily. We certainly are looking toward and planning that an increasing number of games are available for us at UTAS Stadium. Certainly, it's our long-term objective to develop our own homes, probably both on the coast and in Launceston. And on our way to that, we look to minimise wherever we can the impact on the local clubs. But last year we weren't able to bring a men's game to the northwest coast, and so we certainly need to and will rectify that this year.
Right. Any news on, heard any rumblings about a potential grass wicket at Penguin, by the way, at Dial Park?
Any rumblings? Oh, gee. I know that there's interest in finding a centrally located venue on the northwest coast, and certainly the great facility at Penguin stands out, doesn't it? But no, I've got nothing to report there.
All right. The women's program got shortened to the 14 competition and worked out pretty well for the Raiders last season.
Yeah, that 14 competition is all about maximising the quality of cricket so that it's less of a step to first-class cricket. And so it was fantastic this early in the Raiders' development that we were one of those four teams and made the grand final. So it was fantastic. So we have enjoyed good depth in that women's program already from our part of the state. And, of course, we did have a couple of the contracted players able to contribute for us, subject, of course, to their availability. So Darren Simmons and Rob Stewart and the leadership group there with the women's program have really got wonderful traction, you know, with that product, and, you know, we look forward to them powering ahead.
So plan is, I think Tim said he's going to start training in a couple of weeks' time. Have you heard any news about a roster?
Look, there's a little bit coming through. The plan is that there will be more two-day games than there has been in recent season. So a full round of two-day games. Now, the relevance of that is that it's good for us traditionalists who like the two-day format,
yeah.
But it's also has a relevance to the clubs because it will provide greater opportunity for those players who wish to return to the NTCA and NWTCA clubs to play through the season. This in the last couple of years, it's really just been perhaps one game early in the season and then approaching finals that those guys have been available. So, we expect that there will be two or three or four more days where it will be possible for those guys to do that.
Right, Richard, thanks for taking the call, having a yarn, and no doubt we'll speak lots during the coming season.
Good on you, Darren. Cheers, then.